大家早晨好。
Good morning, everyone.
我们今天哈、想要跟大家一起分享啊一个圣经的故事。
This morning, we'd like to share a Bible story with you.
请大家我们一起翻开马太那个约翰福音第八章。
So could you please turn to the Gospel according to John, chapter 8.
约翰福音第八章第一节到第十一节。
John chapter 8, verse 1 to 11.
好不好？我们为了、清楚起见，我们一点一点的来读，好不好
？Now for the sake of clarity, we will read this whole passage verse by verse.
我们先来看第一节和第二节。
Let's read first verses 1 and 2.
于是、我想再解释一下，因为英文圣经和中文圣经分段稍微不一样、英文圣经是从第七章的最后一节开始的、
Because the Chinese Bible's division of the chapters are a little bit from this, different from the、English version. So actually the whole passage starts from the very last verse of chapter 7.
于是个人都回家去了，耶稣却往橄榄山去。
Everyone went to his home, but Jesus went to the Mount of Olives.
清早又回到殿里，众百姓都到他那里去，他就坐下教训他们。
Early in the morning, he came again into the temple, and all the people were coming to him, and he sat down and began to teach them.
耶稣在地上传道大约有三年半的时间。
Jesus preached the gospel on earth about three and a half years.
他大部分时候是住在以色列的北面，一个地方叫加利利。
Most of the time he lived in the northern part of Palestine called Galilee.
那么他也常去以色列南面的那个城市叫耶路撒冷，是以色列文化和信仰的中心。
But he often went to a southern city, and that is called Jerusalem, which was a very center of culture.
那么耶稣到每次到耶路撒冷呢
？Every time he went to Jerusalem,
他白天总是在殿里面啊教训人，告诉人关于神的福音。
During the day, he was teaching in the temple and telling people about the gospel.
那么到了晚上啊
，at night.
众人都要回到自己的家里去。
When everybody went back to his home,
那么他也常出到城外，有两个地方啊，他可能会在其中的一个地方过夜。
Then he would often went out of the city, and he probably stayed at two places.
其中一个地方在耶路撒冷郊区啊，有个村庄叫伯大尼。
One was at a suburb of Jerusalem, outside of Jerusalem, which is called Bethany.
那么他。在那个地方有一户非常爱耶稣的一个富人家。
And there was a couple of ladies who loved the Lord very much.
所以主耶稣常常和他们在一起。
Therefore, Lord Jesus often stayed with them.
那么还有一个地方呢
？And there is another place.
就是在耶路撒冷城外，圣殿的对面有一个山叫橄榄山。
It's right outside of the city of Jerusalem, and this there was a mountain called Mount Olive.
在这个山里面有一个园子、叫做克西马尼园。
And、inside the mountain there was a garden called Gethsemane.
耶稣常常在那里、通宵的和在他在天上的父，也就是我们所说的神，在那儿很亲密的、通宵的交谈。
There Jesus often had this sweet fellowship with his Father who is our God.
那么他的门徒都知道这个地方，也常常跟随着他去到那里。
And his disciples knew about this place. They even followed him a lot of times.
当然，他们在那儿去是睡觉。
Of course, they went there to sleep.
那我们的故事哈，就发生在一天清晨。
And our story starts from this one morning.
主耶稣从橄榄山又回到圣殿里面。
When the Lord came back from Mount Olive.To the holy temple.
那么这些人一看到主耶稣都聚集上去、围着他。
So when these people saw Jesus, they all went up and thronged him.
耶稣就坐下来要准备教训他们。
Therefore Jesus sat down and he was about to teach them.
好像是来到一个教室的里面一样的，主耶稣要作为老师要跟他们讲课。
As though they were all coming into a classroom, and Jesus was a teacher who was about to teach.
好吧，我们再来看下面从第三节到第七节。
Now we are going to read from verse 3 to 7.
文士和法利赛人带着一个行淫时被拿的妇人来，叫他站在当中。
The scribes and the Pharisees brought a woman caught in adultery, and having set her in the center of the court.
就对耶稣说，夫子，这妇人是正行淫之时被拿的。
And they said to him, Teacher, this woman has been caught in adultery in the very act.
摩西在律法上吩咐我们把这样的妇人用石头打死，你说该把她怎么样呢？
Now, in the law, Moses commanded us to stone such women. What then do you say?
他们说这话乃是要试探，乃试探耶稣，要得着告他的把柄。耶稣却弯着腰，用指头在地上画字。
They were saying this, testing him, so that they might have grounds for accusing him. But Jesus stooped down and with his finger wrote on the ground.
他们还是不住地问他，耶稣就直起腰来，对他们说：你们中间谁是没有罪的？就可以先拿石头打他。
But when they persisted in asking him, he straightened up and said to them, He who is without sin among you, let him be the first to throw a stone at her.
文士和法利赛人他们是什么样的人？
Who are these scribes and Pharisees?
他们也是老师。
They are also teachers.
他们常常要教训百姓关于神的律法，要帮助人认识神的。
And often teach all the multitudes about the law of God, helping them to understand their God.
但是在这里，他们却要陷害耶稣。
But here they're trying to set Jesus up.
为什么会这样呢？
Why?
一方面，他们嫉妒耶稣。
On the one hand, they were very jealous of Jesus.
因为过去听他们教训的那些百姓，现在都不再听他们的，跑到耶稣那儿去要听耶稣讲。
Because those crowds who used to listen to all the scribes and Pharisees, now they turn to Jesus, not listening to them anymore.
那么，因为耶稣讲话，他是带着能力，而且他的行事呢，也是特别有能，说话行事都有能力，所以自然就吸引很多人到他那里去。
Because when Jesus spoke, he spoke with authority, and he was mighty in words and deeds. Therefore, naturally, people gravitated toward him.
另一方面呢？
But on the other hand,
耶稣也常常指责这些文士、法利赛人，说他们很虚伪。
Jesus often accused these Pharisees and scribes, saying they were hypocrites.
因为他们教导人去认识神的律法。
Because they taught people to know God's laws.
而自己却根本不去按照律法去行。
But they themselves did not follow the commands.
所以他们要怎么样来陷害耶稣呢？
So how would they set Jesus up?
他们要利用一个矛盾。
They would use a contradiction here.
一个是神的律法。
One is the law of God.
一个呢是人间人的法律。
The other was the laws among man.
他们抓了一个妇人来让他站到中间。
Therefore, they seized this woman and had her stand in the middle.
这妇人是可能是正在行淫的，是正在行淫的时候被别人抓到的。
This woman was committing adultery and he was caught in the very act.
那么这些法利赛人文士就问耶稣说按照神的律法应该怎么样处置她。
So these scribes and Pharisees asked Jesus, according to God's law, how should we do with her?
神的律法是大约在这个之前1500年前神借着犹太人的领袖摩西赐下来的。
Now God's laws was decreed about 1500 years ago through one of his great servants Moses.
那么根据这个律法一个行淫的妇人是要被石头打死的。
Therefore according to this law a woman caught in adultery should be stoned to death.
想想看，耶稣是神的儿子。
Now think of this, Jesus being the Son of God.
天底下没有比他更认识神的律法，更愿意去遵守神的律法的。
Under the whole heavens, nobody would be more willing than him to know God's laws, to do God's laws.
难道耶稣会不同意把这个妇人用石头打死吗？
Could Jesus disagree as to stoning the woman to death?
如果这样做的话，耶稣就上当了。
If so, then Jesus was duped.
因为当时以色列是在罗马帝国 的统治之下。
Because in those days, Israel was under the control of the Roman Empire.
那么 罗马当局并没有让犹太人有杀人的权利。
So the Roman authorities would not allow all the Jews to have the right to kill.
如果要打死这位妇人的话，那么耶稣就触犯了当局的律法律。
If the, Jesus killed this woman, then Jesus violated the law in those days.
其实这些文士法利赛人、啊、他们常常触犯这条法律。
Actually, all these scribes and Pharisees they often disobey the law.
他们常常因为信仰。啊、他们宗教的原因、啊、无把很多人打死
and often kill people because of their religious reasons
耶稣后来有个门徒叫、啊、斯提凡就是活活被他们用石头打死
now later on one of Jesus' disciples called Stephen was stoned alive to death
而且有很多次他们都想要把耶稣杀死
and there are so many times that they try so hard to kill Jesus
但是在这儿呢他们却要借着当局的法律要来把要陷害耶稣
But here, they're trying to use the laws in those times that they could set Jesus up.
难怪耶稣说他们很虚伪，对不对？
Therefore, Jesus called them hypocrites. Were they not?
啊，他们就来到啊，就把这个妇人带到中间，就要问耶稣该怎么办。
So they brought the woman before Jesus and asked Jesus, "What should we do with her?"
耶稣却弯着腰不看他们。
Now, Jesus did not look at them. He simply stooped down.
然后用指头在这个地上画字。
And he was writing something on the ground.
他画什么字呢？我们不知道。
Now, we don't know what he was writing.
但是应该给他后面所要讲的话有关系。
But somehow this should be related to what he was about to say.
因为他们不住地逼问他啊，那么他就直起腰来对他们说。
As they persisted in asking him, so he straightened up and said this to them.
你们中间谁是没有罪的，就可以先拿石头打他。
He who is without sin among you, let him be the first to throw a stone at her.
有一件、啊、令人吃惊、啊、实在说来也是费解的事情就发生了。
Now something、that's very amazing and it's hard to understand happened here.、
啊、这些人一听到主耶稣这句话呢
，Upon hearing Jesus' word, all these people.
我们来看第九节，好吧？
What happened to them? Let's read verse
9. 他们听见这话就从老到少一个一个的都出去了只剩下耶稣一人还有那妇人仍然站在当中。
When they heard it, they began to go out one by one, beginning with the older ones, and he was left alone, and the woman where she was in the center of the court.
我第一次在听这个故事的时候 在读到这个故事的时候
When I first read about the story
我蛮费解的哈蛮纳闷的
It really puzzled me a lot
我想可能是那个时候的人比较简单
I thought maybe those days were relatively speaking simple
这个妇人因为她干了坏事正好被人抓个正着叫现行犯哈用我们今天话来讲
Now this woman committed something wrong and she was caught in the act So we could say that she was a criminal caught red-handed.
如果用我们今天的话来讲、啊、就叫做连认罪牺牲的可能都没有。
In our terms today, that means that she simply could not even enter a plea bargain.、
啊、因为 这个词是我最近才学到的，因为陈水扁的儿子陈志忠、啊、
This plea bargain is a new term to me. I just learned it、as I read the news about Chinese past.President's son.
因为他不是现行犯嘛，所以那个检察官要费九牛二虎之力，要把他证据抓出来，他才能够逼着他去认罪牺牲，对吧
？Because the person's name is Chen Zhizhong. He wasn't caught red-handed, so the prosecutor had to do so, trying very hard with all the means they could come up with to indict him.
这个妇人无论从哪个角度讲，他都是。没话可说的对不对
But as to this woman, no matter what you're trying to look at it, there's no way she could explain it away.
可是周围这些人、啊、
But all those around her,
他们有什么罪啊
What sins do they have?
而且尤其是那些一开始、啊、就愿意来到围着主耶稣想要诚心诚意的想要听耶稣基督讲
Especially some of those were、people who really wanted to listen to Jesus to preach to them with a sincere heart.
因为他们不像那些文士法利赛人还多多少少还比我用心对不对
Now they were not like from, those scribes or Pharisees. They probably had their personal agenda.
但是当他们听到这句话一个个都很不自在的、啊、我想可能是灰溜溜的就离开了
But when they heard、what Jesus said, they felt so uncomfortable. I suppose they would leave very sheepishly, one by one.
当然我们要承认一件事情，我们人是人无完人，对不对
？We have to admit one thing that nobody is perfect.
但是要说我们跟这个行淫的妇人一样的话，那就很难让人接受了。
But to say we're just like this woman who committed adultery, then it's hard to swallow.
我们基督徒常犯一个错误。
We Christians also made this kind of mistake.
如果有一位朋友哈、啊、来到我们中间
，If a friend of ours comes to us，
我们就要想方设法的给他证明他是个罪人。
We try so hard with every means to convince that person that he or she is a sinner.
啊，一个人刚刚讲完，换一个人又跟他讲同样的事。
We take turns to convince this person.
啊、我觉得在福音营里面特别是这样的
It's especially so at a gospel camp、
啊、台下讲完台上讲得更厉害
Now those of us who are sitting would trying to convince the person and those who are standing at the pulpit they would say even more fierce words trying to convince them、
啊、要遇到那种性情耿直的人大家会弄得不欢而散
Now to、when you say this to those who are honest and straightforwardOften you just ruffled all the feathers.
我想我们中间在座的其实很多、朋友都经历过这样的事。
I suppose many of our gospel friends here have experienced situations like this.
我记得我刚信主的时候。
I remember when I first believed in the Lord.
那个时候我很高兴。
At that time, I was so happy.
我拿起电话要跟我在国内的父亲打电话。
And I picked up the phone and called my father in China.
我告诉他说我现在已经信耶稣了。
So I told him, now I believe in Jesus.
然后就告诉他你是个罪人，你知不知道
？And I told him right away, you're a sinner. Do you know that?
他说我有什么罪啊
？What sin did I have? He said.
那个时候不知道怎么突然就有那种哈、啊，一下就想起小的时候的很多事情，也许是有智慧出来了。
I don't know what happened to me on that moment.I just thought of many things in my childhood. Maybe God had given me this wisdom.
我就告诉他，我说你记不记得小的时候，你和妈妈带着我们三姊妹去偷水泥
？Do you recall that when we were young, you and mom took all of us three to steal the cement?
因为那个时候大陆哈，我们从大陆来都知道，我们在修防空洞，因为要跟苏联之间可能要准备打仗嘛。
Do you know, those of you who came from China probably know this. In those days, we were trying to build up the caves to try to take refuge when there are air attacks happening.
我爸爸是管那个整个修防空洞那些水泥那些材料的。
And my father was in charge of the material supplies in this project.
以至于我们家的炉台我们家的厕所都是用水泥铺的。
So all the stoves we use and the bathroom floor was all built by the cement stolen from there.
我爸一听，啪就把电话挂了。
My father heard me saying this right away. He hung up on me.
啊，严格说来啊，我们人真是没有办法让人认罪的，对不对
？Now strictly speaking, nobody else can convince people of their sins.
更不能定别人的罪。
Nor could we condemn them.
这当然是叫做神的律法来说的。
Now this is concerns God's laws.
那么。就是就着人的法律来说，也要是要有证据才能够定别人的罪，对不对
？But even as man's law is concerned, we also need a solid circumstance.
有时候就是在证据的面前，那个当事人还不认罪。
Even right before all the solid evidences, the people would deny it.
大家想起有谁
？Can you think of anybody like this?
啊，我们就想到大陆那个台湾的陈水扁，对不对
？Now we think of. The past president Chen Shui-bian in Taiwan.
啊，他说他现在被关到监狱里面是政治迫害，是为台湾的民主背十字架，对不对
？Now the reason he was thrown into a jail in Taiwan was because of the political persecution, and he was carrying the cross for democracy.
我看到他那本书的那个封面啊，我真是希望有人告诉他，那个不是十字架的意思。
As I read this, I really hope somebody would tell him upfront, this is not the meaning of the cross.
因为没有这个地上没有人除了耶稣以外能够替别人背十字架。
Because nobody on earth except Jesus could carry the cross for others.
我们背的十字架都是因为我们自己的罪造成的。
The reason we carry our crosses is because the outcome of our sins.
我太太有时候对我说你知不知道你是我的十字架
My wife sometimes said this to me, do you know that you are my cross?
她说的一点都没有错
She said it's so right.
但是是因为她自己的罪的原因不过跟我没有太大关系
But this is because her own sin that had not much to do with me.
Well, I'm serious.
我真的是这个意思啊
我们还是回到我们的故事里来好吗
Now let's come back to our story.
OK, 究竟在这儿发生了什么事情
Now exactly what happened here?
耶稣弯着腰在地上用指头来画字
Jesus stooped down and wrote on the ground.
然后他直起腰来说一句话
And then he straightened himself up and said this.
人就都走了
And then people left.
当初神把那个律法赐给摩西的时候就是用手指头在两块石板上把十大诫命写下来的
When God first gave man his commandments he did it with fingers on two tablets of stone
两块石板上啊
On two tablets of stone
第一块石板上借着人对神的责任
Now first tablet stone would indicated all the responsibilities of man toward God.
如果用一句话来讲呢，就是人必须要全心全意、全人的去爱这位创造他的神。
To sum it up, that is, men should love the God who creates them with all their heart, mind, soul, and strength.
那另外一个石板上写的是人与人之间的关系。
And on the other stone tablet, it's about relationship between men.
这块石板上，比如说不能奸淫啊，不能偷窃啊，要孝敬父母等等这些事。
Such as do not steal, do not commit adultery, and honor your parents and fathers, and so on.
如果用一句话来说，就是要爱人如己。
In short, it simply says that love your neighbor as yourself.
非常像我们人哈，非常像我们人良心里边那个道德律。
And this is very much like the law of morality within our hearts.
那么。主耶稣现在弯着腰在地上画字。
Now Jesus stooped down and he wrote on the ground.
大家知不知道地在圣经里边预表着什么
？Do you know what ground represents in the Bible?
乃是预表着我们的心，人的心。
It represents our heart.
主耶稣在这儿乃是要把神的律法，要画在人的良心里面。
So here the Lord Jesus is trying to write God's law into man's conscience.
然后他就直起腰来对他们说
Then Jesus himself said this to them
你们中间谁是没有罪的就可以先拿石头打他
He who is without sin among you let him be the first to throw a stone at her
他并没有说这些人都犯了什么罪对不对
He didn't spell out all the sins committed by them
可是从老到少这些人就一个一个的出去了
But from old to young, one by one, they left.
为什么会这样呢
How did this happen?
让我们来看一下第十二节我们跳到十二节
Now let's drop down to verse 12 first.
耶稣又对众人说我是世界的光跟从我的就不在黑暗里走必得着生命的光
Then Jesus again spoke to them saying,I am the light of the world. He who follows me will not walk in the darkness, but will have the light of life.
唯有神
Only God.
也就是唯有耶稣基督
That is only the Lord Jesus Christ.
能够用他圣洁的光照在人的深处，人心的深处
Can shine with his holy light into the very depths of man's heart.
那么我们就要看见那刻在我们良心里边的那个律法是针对我们自己的
Then we will see that the very law inscribed into our heart is geared toward us.
如果今天神让我们也经历这样的光
If today God will allow us to experience this kind of light,
那么我们也会发现
Then we would realize that
我们在神的面前
before God,
在神的律法面前。
Before the God's laws.
尽管我们可能对这些都了解不多，那么就是在我们的道德、我们的良心的里面，我们也都知道我们是罪人。
Even though we might not know many much about God's laws, but within our conscience, within the sense of morality, we know we're sinners.
我们不光要看到我们得罪了我们自己。
Not only we see that we sin against ourselves.
我们一生中，我们不知道做了多少不该做的事情。
Because of our life, we have done so many things we're not supposed to do.
可能都是因为我们自己的私欲啊，我们的自私造成的。
Maybe it's because of our selfishness or our own desires.
我们还不仅如此，我们还会看到我们对社会、对别人啊、对环境造成的伤害。
But not only so, but we could also see all the damage we have caused to other people, to friends, to the whole society.
文化大革命啊，我们都说是毛泽东啊。主要是毛泽东造成的，对不对？
Now, during the Chinese Cultural Revolution, we would say Mao Zedong is the culprit.
我最近看了一本书。
And recently I read a book.
我的一个朋友他参与编辑的，是记载了很多文化大革命的很多从上到下的很多琐碎的事情。
One of my friends was involved in editing this book, so the book records so many things, big and small, involved in that Chinese Cultural Revolution.
我在看那本书的时候，我才意识到那个时候啊。
As I read that book, I came to the realization that
那个时候人从上到下，从中央到地方，到最底下的那个农民，那个人非常可怕。
How dreadful all those people from the very top of the government, all the way down to the rank and file.
我今天没有时间在这儿讲，我只想告诉大家是大陆绝对不让这样的书出版的，因为太负面了。
Now, I don't have much time to go into the details, but I'm sure I could tell you that the Chinese government would definitely not allow this book to be published because it's too negative.
让我们来看看今天的金融危机。
How about taking a look at today's financial crisis?
谁的错？
Whose fault is this?
美国前财政部长说是中国的错。
Now, the previous Secretary of Treasury said it is China's fault.
没把中国气个半死，对不对？
And that statement that really strikes a raw nerve in China.
我们总是能看到别人的错，能去定别人的罪。
We always see other people's wrongs and we condemn them.
我们对自己却宽宏大量。
But toward us, we are so lax, we are so generous.
这确实是应验了我们中国人所说的一句话，叫人不为己，怎么样？天诛地灭。
This really fulfills our Chinese saying that let heaven kill, let the earth destroy the one who is not for himself.
而就是这个己。
And it is exactly this self.
是吴淑珍啊，陈水扁他们。
That makes the past Chinese, the Chinese last president and first lady.
他们不光把
in Taiwan.
让整个台湾社会处在这样的动荡里面。
Not only did they cause all the Taiwanese people wallow in this kind of turbulence.
而且使台独事业受到重大的损失，对不对？
And even caused a great loss to the movement of Taiwanese independence.
使他的很多跟随他们的人也跟他们一样啊，受到牢狱之灾。
Now they caused their followers in the danger of imprisonment.
更不用说他们自己的家人以及他们自己了。
Much less to say that they caused themselves into this trouble.And also their families.
其实我们要看到的根本不光是这些。
But actually, what we need to show here is it's more than this.
更重要的，我们要看见我们得罪了神。
What's more important is that we sin against God.
我们中国人哈，我们讲孝敬父母啊，是我们的传统美德，对不对？
We Chinese always say that honor your parents and fathers, and this is our Chinese traditional virtue.
其实这也是神的律法。
Actually, this is also God's law.
因为我们要报答父母亲对我们的养育之恩。
Because we're supposed to pay back all the with this gratitude toward their bringing up us.
但是我们知道嘛。
But do we know this?
那真正养育我们，养育我们的父母，我们的父母的父母的是谁呢？
Who is he who really rears us, our parents and their parents?
我们可以称天为父，称大地为母亲。
We could call the heaven father, we could call the earth a mother.
我们拜我们的祖先，我们拜释迦牟尼，拜穆罕默德，拜马祖、老子、孔子，可以说你红尘一大串，对不对？
Now we worship our ancestors, we even worship Muhammad, or Laozi, Confucius, or the Ma Zu, who is the goddess of sea, or the founder of the Buddhism.
我们把他们称作神，对不对？
We all call them gods.
但是在这天地之间，
But between heaven and earth,
有谁？
Who?
有谁曾说过他是宇宙万物的创造者，是宇宙万物的主宰者？
Who has ever said this, that he is the creator of the whole universe? He controls and reigns over it all.
在我们拜的这些偶像的中间，有谁说过他造了我们人？
Among all the idols we worship, which one of them has ever said that he is the creator?
有谁说过地上所有一切美好的东西都是他一个人赐给我们的？
Who's ever said this? All the good things upon earth have been given by him alone.
只有我们的神这样说过。
Only our God who said so.
我们人一听到这样的话，我们就这个神太狂妄、太自大了，对不对？
Now, upon hearing this, we would often say, "Oh, such a God is so arrogant, so conceited."
如果今天神能够让他的光照在我们的心里，我们就知道我们对这个神是何等的不孝敬，何等的不忠心，何等的得罪他。
Now today, if only God could shine His light into our hearts, then we would know that how unfaithful, how dishonoring we are to Him.
耶稣的话还有个很特别的地方。
Now there is also something very unique about Jesus' words.
他说：“你们中间谁是没有罪的，就先拿石头打他。”
Now he said that he who is without sin among you, let him be the first to throw a stone at her.
他并没有说你们中间谁是没有罪的都可以拿石头打他。
He's not saying that any one of you who is sinless could throw a stone.
如果大家一起打，互相壮胆，没有什么事情做不成的，对不对？
Now if they could do this all together, they could back up one another in guts, and nothing could not everything could be done.
在人类历史上最重大最大的罪恶就是一个团体一个国家甚至几个国家一起造成的。
In human history, the greatest tragedy has been caused by a group, by an organization, or by the whole country.
南京大屠杀。
Such as the great massacre in
文化大革命。
Or Chinese cultural revolution.
大家要在一起做啊，可以什么罪恶我们想象不到的都可以做得出来。
When the whole mob came together, all kinds of inconceivable sins could be committed.
而且我们的良心里边毫无罪恶感。
And even within our consciences, we would have no scruples at all.
耶稣说，你们中间谁是没有罪的，就先拿石头打他。
So Jesus said, "He who is without sin among you, let him be the first to throw stones at her."
如果我要想象，我要是在那个人的中间的话。
Now I imagine, should I be in among the crowd?
我就会对旁边的人讲。
I probably say to the fellow next to me.
我说周五，你比我好，你先打，好不好？
I would say, 刘雨夏 you're better than I. Go ahead, you do the first.
神光照人的良心是个人的事情。
Now when God shines into your conscience, it's always an individual thing.
所以他们从老到少就一个一个的出去了。
Therefore, from the old to the young, one by one they left.
为什么从老到少？
Why is it from the old to young?
我想可能年纪大的他的经历更多，他更知道人是什么样子。
I suppose that the older ones with more experiences probably would understand what human nature is.
认识到我们是一个罪人，是我们得到神的恩典救恩 极其重要的一步。
Knowing yourself as a sinner is an extremely important step to obtain this salvation.
可能我们中间有的人说，哎呀，我当初认识耶稣，信耶稣的时候，我不知道我是罪人，我也信了呀。
Maybe some of you might say, well, when I first believed in Jesus, I didn't know I was a sinner. I still believe in him.
但是我在这里要告诉大家。
But here I would like to tell this to you all.
除非你对你的罪有很深深的认识。
Unless you have this deep understanding of your sin,
你不会经历到神给你的那个救恩的喜乐的。
You will not experience the joy of the salvation which God has given to you.
我们刚才弟兄带我们唱的那首歌《奇异恩典》。
The brother, the hymn that our brother just led us to sing.
就是一个人贩子被神光照，看到他是何等的丑恶。
This writer was the one who traded humans, and he realized how sinful he was.
然后又蒙着神啊给他的那个救恩赦罪的恩，使他写下了这首诗歌。
And then he received this grace of the remittance of sins, and he wrote this hymn.
我碰到很多很多的基督徒，因为他们认识到自己的罪，在唱着这首诗歌的时候。他们真是泪流满面。
I've met so many Christians. They have come to know their sins. When they sing this hymn, they always sing with tears flowing down.
如果我们对我们的罪认识越深了，
the more we understand our sins,
我们就越能够经历到神的恩典。
The more we could experience God's grace.
请相信我，那么我们信主以后，我们就会越爱神。
Trust me, after we believe in the Lord in such a way, we would love Him more dearly.
就会蒙到神更大的恩典。
And we will receive more of His blessings.
我想在座的我们啊，不管是基督徒还是非基督徒，还是没有还没有认识神的朋友啊。
Now, all of you who are sitting here, Christians, non-Christians, or who haven't known God yet.
我也常常听人说，我们真是希望能够经历到神，见到神啊，那我就相信了，对不对？
We often hear you say that if I could really know him, experience him, I would believe in him.
但是我们知道吗？
But do you know this?
除非我们认识到。
Unless we come to know this.
我们根本不配，我们根本不配来到这个神的面前。
The very fact that we are not worthy at all to come before him.
只有这样的认识才能够使我们谦卑地来到神的面前。
Then we can humble ourselves with this understanding to come before him.
而正是这个谦卑使我们能够见到神，能够经历神的唯一的道路。
And this humility is the only way, the only pathway for you to experience God.
当然，我们认识到我们是罪人，还不能保证我们得救。
Of course, simply knowing that you are a sinner cannot guarantee your salvation yet.
耶稣对这些人说，你们中间谁是罪人啊，就可以先拿石头打他。
Jesus said to these people, he who is without sin among you, let him be the first to throw a stone at her.
耶稣并没有让他们要走啊。
Jesus did not ask them to leave.
因为认识是罪啊，我们的罪啊。并没有得到赦免的。
Knowing sin is not equal to being forgiveness of sin.
那么这些文士，这些法利赛人，当时在那儿的时候，他们知道他们是罪人吗？当然他们知道，他们不敢打嘛。
Now, these scribes and these Pharisees, when they were there, did they know they were sinners? Of course they did, because they wouldn't dare to pick up the first stone.
那过了以后呢？
But after that,
到我们今天看的马太福音约翰福音的第八章的最后一节，大家看一看。
Now let's now read the very last verse of chapter 8 of John.
第五十九节。
Verse 59.
于是他们拿石头要打他，就是耶稣。他们现在又要拿起石头来打耶稣了。耶稣却躲藏，从殿里出去了。
Therefore they pick up stone to throw at him.But Jesus hid himself and went out of the temple.
好，现在轮到耶稣出去了，被他们打出去了，对不对？
Now it's Jesus' turn to be thrown out of the temple.
好，在今天我们这个故事的里面，
Now in today's story,
唯有那个妇人留下来了。
We see only the woman left.
好，想象如果是一个老师在上课，最后话一说完以后，就剩一个学生在那儿了，对不对？
Imagine this. It's like a teacher is teaching in the classroom. After he finishes his saying, only one student stays.
所以我想，我这个问题啊，想留跟大家想想，为什么 只有这个妇人留下来了。
Therefore, I'd like to pose this question to you. Think of this. Why is only this woman left alone?
好，我们来再来看余下的几节圣经。
So let's now read the remaining verses.
第八节。
Verse 8.
于是又弯着腰用指头在地上画字。
Again he stooped down and wrote on the ground、
啊、我们第九节我们已经读过了，我们就 读第十节。
We read verse 9 already, so we now read verse 10.
耶稣就直起腰来对他说，妇人，那些人在哪里呢？没有人定你的罪吗？
Straightening up, Jesus said to her, Woman, where are they? Did no one condemn you?
他说，主啊，没有。耶稣说，我也不定你的罪，去吧，从此不要再犯罪了。
She said, No one, Lord. And Jesus said, I do not condemn you either. Go, from now on, sin no more.
那些人走的时候，耶稣又弯着腰在地上画字。
Now as those people were leaving, Jesus again stooped down and, he was writing something on the ground.
这是到第二次弯着腰画字。
And this is the second time he stooped down to write.
那么画什么，圣经还是没有告诉我们。
Again, the Bible did not tell us exactly what he was writing on the ground.
啊，但是呢，我相信给他后面想要讲的话应该有关系。
But I believe that, it must have been related to what he was about to say later on.
他对那个唯一留下来的妇人说，去吧。我也赦免你了，去吧，不要再犯罪了。
To the only woman left there, he said to her, Go, from now on, sin no more.
大家知道神的律法
We know
主要的目的是什么吗？
What's the main purpose of God's laws?
神的律法主要是让人知道在神的面前我们每一个人都是罪人。
God's law is to let us know that before God, everyone is a sinner.
第一次耶稣弯着腰画字，就是要把神的那个律法要画在人的良心里面，让人知道他是个罪人。
The first time when Jesus wrote on the ground, he was trying to inscribe God's laws into man's conscience so man would know God's laws.
我们可以这样说，因为神的律法就是在旧约里边嘛、啊、所以可以说耶稣是要把整本旧约、要把旧约画在人的心里面。
Or we could put it this way, since God's laws are contained in the Old Testament, so Jesus was trying to inscribe the whole Old Testament into people's conscience.
那么圣经还有一部分叫新约圣经。
And there is the other part in the whole Bible, it's called New Testament.
大家知道新约圣经的目的是什么吗？
Does anybody know the purpose of the New Testament?
就是不定人的罪、啊、乃是要让人因信耶稣而得到拯救，罪被赦免。
That is not to condemn man's sins, but by believing in Jesus Christ, man could be saved.
耶稣这第二次在地上画字，也是要把神的新约要画在人的心里面。
So when Jesus stooped down to write on the ground the second time, he was trying to inscribe this New Testament into man's heart.
要让人信耶稣，罪被赦免。
So that people could believe in Jesus, that their sins could be forgiven.
在这个地方有一个问题。
Now here we see a question.
这个妇人明明有罪，对不对？
Well, this woman was a sinner for sure.
而且在神的律法面前，我们人人都是罪人。
And before God's law, everyone is a sinner.
可是凭什么耶稣可以赦免这些人的罪呢？
Now by what Jesus could save this person's sin?
就是因为他是神吗？
Is it because he is God?
还有更不公平的事。
And there is something that seems more, even more unfair.
我们常常这样对人说，信耶稣的就要上天堂，不信耶稣的要下地狱。
Like we often tell people that believing in Jesus you will go to heaven, if you don't, you just go to hell.
不管人的好坏。
Regardless of this person's state, whether he is good or bad.
这跟那些不分是非的人有什么两样，对不对？
How is this different from blurring right from wrong?
我们人常常说，只要这个人啊，不管他现在做了什么，只要他将来好了，就没关系了。
We often say, well, it doesn't matter how this person is doing, as long as he would be good in the future, and that's it.
在文化大革命时候，共产党啊，从上到下，不知道做了多少伤天害命的事，对不对？
Now, in the Cultural Revolution, all the communists from the top one down to the bottom one, we don't know really how many atrocities they have committed, right?
现在中国当政者当然不愿意让人再提这些事了。
But today's Chinese government will not allow people to talk about this.
如果你去问今天的大陆老百姓，他们怎么告诉你呢？
If you just ask the today's Chinese, the citizens there, what would they say?
哦，现在党和政府啊，只要是现在啊，为人民做好事、做实事啊，就够了。
They would answer, well, as long as today's government, today's party would do good things to man, well, that's it.
既往不咎。
So, let bygone be bygone. Don't mention about those previous wrongs.
难怪马克思说过一句话，在之前他就已经说了。
No wonder Marx had said this right before this thing.
人从来不吸取历史教训。
Man has never learned from history.
而那个马克吐温，美国很著名作家，也说过类似的话。
And the American famous writer Mark Twain also said so.
他说，人能够从历史教训中所吸取的历史教训，就是人从来不吸取历史教训。
The historical lesson that man can learn from history is that man never learned from history.
人的宗教更是如此。
It's even so with man's religions.
不管人的过去怎么样。
Regardless what had happened in the past.
只要放下屠刀
as long as you let go of your butcher's knife
就立地就成了对不对
right away you could become a Buddha
就法轮功有点特别
only the faithfuls of 法轮功 are different
他们整天啊你如果你看他们的电视台他们的报纸不知道哪来那么多钱啊我都不
If you watch their broadcast or read their newspaper, I don't know where they got all this money from.
他们整天抓着那个共产党的陈年旧事，还有些心事，整天抓着不放。
All day long, they just grab onto all those previous things about Chinese communists. They would simply not let them go.
但是对他们修炼他们那个大法的人呢？
But as to all those who practice their doctrine,
他们的师父也既往不咎。
As to their masters, they would say, well, whatever happened in the past, happened in the past.
人和人的宗教可以容纳好多好多不干不净的事，对不对？
So we know that men and their religions could just simply tolerate all the filthy, unclean things.
但是我们在这儿讲的这位神。
But the God we're talking about here,
他是宇宙万物的主宰者。
He is the very creator of the whole universe.
他还有两个属性。
And he also has two divine attributes.
他是完全圣洁的。
He is completely holy.
他根本容不得一点点沙子在他的里面。
He would never allow just a speck of sand in.
容不得一点点人的罪。
Nor allow just a little bit of man's sin.
而且他也是完全公义的
He's completely righteous
什么意思呢
And what does this mean
就是说有罪的必定要受罚
That saying that guilty ones have to be punished
而那个罚啊绝对不是人能够想象到的那是下地狱
And that punishment can never be imagined by man because that means you go to hell
每一个人
Every single one
都要下地狱
Will go to hell
但是神他爱我们他实在不忍我们人落到这样的下场
But how much God loves us He really does not want to see us going down to hell
那怎么办呢
Then what could he do
神就派他的儿子耶稣基督来到世上来代替人
God has sent his beloved son Jesus Christ to this world to be the substitute
这就是我们所说的十字架
And this is what we've been saying, the cross.
耶稣基督在十字架上成就了两个代替。
And on the cross, Jesus Christ has accomplished two substitutes.
那第一个代替呢?
What the first substitution is?
他代替了我们全人类，也是每一个人的罪。
He has substituted all the sin of the whole world, every single one.
然后被神审判，被钉死在十字架上。
And being judged by God, being crucified on the cross.
因着这个代替
And because of the substitution,
耶稣就可以赦免人的罪了
Jesus is able to forgive man's sins
但有一个条件
However, there is a condition to it
就是你必须要相信他的代替
That you have to believe in him as the substitute
你相信他所要为你成就的救恩救赎
You believe in the redemption that he has accomplished for you
那么第二个代替呢？
And the second substitution is
耶稣在十字架死了以后三天他复活了。
Jesus rose again from the dead 3 days after his crucifixion.
第一次在人类的历史上。
Now this is the very first time in human history.
向人显出来一个完全崭新的生命。
He has shown this brand new life to all mankind.
就是胜过死亡的生命。
This life can supersede this life of death.
一个复活，我们叫复活的生命。
We call it a risen life, a resurrection life.
耶稣要用，当我们信耶稣以后呢
？When we believe in Jesus.
耶稣要用这个生命来代替。我们原来我们生命里边我们原来那个老的生命
Jesus will substitute the old life within you with this new life
这两个代替是可以说是整本新约圣经的全部
And these two substitutions represent the whole of the New Testament
是一个极大的奥秘
These are the exceeding mysteries
圣经告诉我们是一直藏在神的心里面直到耶稣神的儿子耶稣显现才把它启示给我们的
And the Bible teaches that this mystery has been hidden in the heart of God until his son Jesus Christ has appeared to all men
第一个代替啊
Now the first substitution
是立刻就可以成就的
Can be accomplished right away
只要我们、啊、来到耶稣的面前我们相信他
As long as we come before Jesus and we believe him,
他就赦免我们的罪。
And he will forgive our sins.
就像他对这位妇人所说的前半句话。
Just as he said to the woman in the first half of his saying here,
他说，我也不定你的罪。
I do not condemn you either.
立刻，这个妇人的罪就被赦免了。
Right away, this woman's sins were forgiven.
那么第二个代替呢？
Now, what is the second substitution?
是我们信耶稣以后
That is after we believe in Jesus
我们基督徒、啊、今生今世的追求和盼望
And this is a Christian's lifelong pursuit lifelong hope
这是耶稣后半句话所说的
And this is the latter part of Jesus saying says here
去吧从此不要再犯罪了
Go from now on sin no more
我不知道大家的经验如何，这可能吗？我们会有时候会这样想。
I don't know about your experiences, but you might ask, is it possible?
好吧，我们再读两节圣经。
Okay, let's now read two more verses.
第三十二节。
Verse 32.
你们必晓得真理，真理必叫你们得以自由。
And you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free.
三十六节
Verse 36
所以天父的儿子若叫你们自由你们就真自由了
So if the Son makes you free you will be free indeed
罪被神赦免、啊、我们得到一个神复活的生命
Now our sins are forgiven by God and we now receive this new life
究竟有什么意义
What does it mean?
究竟有什么意义呢
What does it mean? Any purpose to it?
我们有了永生，我们不再下地狱了。
Now we have the everlasting life. We know we do not go to hell.
我想今天我们还没有时间分享这个。
Now today we don't have time to share on this point.
在这儿我想告诉大家。
But I would like to share this to you, with you.
信了耶稣以后。
Now after you believe in Jesus.
在今生今世。
In this life, in this world.
我们可以得到的。我们可以达到的一个最美好的情形是什么
What is the most wonderful condition that we can reach?
我们找到了人生的意义
That is, we have found a very meaning to life
过去我们一直是为自己活对不对
We used to live for ourselves Wasn't this right?
那是可能青少年比较多 For the youth
For the youth, is this probably means more?
对我们这些中年人来说呢
For us who are middle aged
我们是为着儿女活
We are living for our children
你就想想看看我们一天到晚都在忙什么就知道了
Think of this What we have been busy about all day long
那么对于老年的人来
To those who are advanced in age
我们常常去老人院、啊、
Now we often go visit a nursing home
我每次去我看到都很伤心的
Every time I went there, I was just heartbroken.
看到那些啊，那些已经九十岁一甚至上百岁的人，他们在那儿坐着啊，他们真是儿女们，因为太忙了嘛，不是说儿女没有孝心，我没有资格在这儿说他们，但是确实也没办法把他们放到老人院去。
I saw all the elderly in their 90s or even over 100s sitting there all day long. I would not say that their children had no filial piety at all because I don't know about them, but maybe because they were really too busy, so they had to place them in that nursing institute.
常常看到那些那么大年纪的人在那儿又哭又闹的，没办法，因为他满足不了嘛，他屎尿拉在床上还要别人来服侍他，真是人不知道没有什么尊严的。
But I saw them that they were crying, they were having a fit, you know, they had a bowel movement in bed, so other people had to clean up. There is simply no dignity at all.
我想说的就是，我们应该好好想想，我们今天活在世上的意义是什么，是为了什么。
What I'm trying to say now is that think of this carefully, thoroughly. What is the meaning to your living in this world?
如果我们今天真正的认识了神，
Today if we really know this God,
我们就会知道我们活在地上乃是为着神活着。
Then we know that as we live in this world, we live for Him.
不要担心，神会保守我们的。
We don't have to worry about anything because God will take care of us.
我们在这个世上活着会有尊严的。
As we live in this world, we live dignitarily.
神的生命在我们的里面。
Now, as God's life dwells within us,
我们时时刻刻，我们相信时时刻刻有神的同在。
Moment by moment, we know that God is with us.
我们经历到我们常常经历到神给我们那个平安那个喜乐。
We often taste and experience the peace and joy that God has given us.
我们不再犯罪了。
We do not sin anymore.
我说的是最好的情形，我们不会再犯罪了。
I'm talking about the best condition, that is, we do not sin anymore.
我们有真正的自由。
We have this true freedom.
神的爱使我们可以去爱周围的人。
And God's love enables us to love those around us.
可以去赦免那些得罪我们的人。
To forgive those who have offended us.
这些可能吗？
Is it possible with all this?
我想告诉大家，
I would like to tell
完全可能的。
You all, it's definitely possible.
我们也应该如此。
This is something we are supposed to do.
因为有神帮助我们。
Because God helps us.
那么可能是为什么今天啊，经历这样的人很少。
But why is it that there are so few who have actually experienced all the above?
因为我们不知道我们会有这样的，神会给我们这样大的祝福。
Because we really don't know that God could give us such great blessings.
也可能我们知道，但是我们实在是对我们的罪啊，对我们的己，我们认识不清楚。
Or maybe we do know it, but we really do not fully understand ourselves or our sins.
我们被我们的己啊，我们的罪缠累着，还一直觉得有可能是不愿意活在里面，还有可能是我们非常 enjoy, 非常愿意喜欢活在那个里面。
We are so entangled in our sin, maybe because we don't even understand we're falling into this condition.
巴不得神今天能够再次光照我们每一个人。
If only today God could enlighten each one of us.
真正的认识我们人的罪。
Truly understand the sins of man.
认识我们里面那个旧生命。
Understand your old life that is
within you. 也认识神在我们心里面要想给我们的。
And understand what is it that God really wants to give it to us.
使我们可以谦卑地来到神的面前。
So humbly we would come before Him.
那么神的儿子，
And then God's Son.
他的生命就要从我们的里面活出来。
His very life will live out from us.
天父的儿子若叫我们的自由，我们就真自由了。
If the Son of the Heavenly Father sets us free, then we are free.
要知道吗？耶稣从来不强迫人的。
Knowing this, that Jesus has never forced people.
他一直在等待我们。
He's been always waiting.
他弯着腰在地上，在我们的心里一直要把他为我们要成就的画在我们的心里面。
He stooped down trying very hard to inscribe the very things he tried to accomplish for us into our hearts.
巴不得我们每一个人都不要在神的面前啊，就像那些人一样离开了。
If only none of us would be like those crowds who left one by one from Jesus.
主说的去吧，从此不要再犯罪了。
And Jesus said, the Lord said that go from now on, sin no more.
神的儿子若叫我们得自由，我们就真自由了。
So if God's sons has made us free, then we are indeed free.
好吧，我们再低头祷告。
Your head bowed, please, let's have a word of prayer.
主啊，我们再次来到你的面前。
Lord, once again we come before you.
巴不得你能够让我们心里面明白。
Only that you would allow us to understand within our hearts.
你要赦免我们一切的罪。
That you want to forgive our sins.
你要把你那复活的生命，那个得胜的生命赐给我们。
You desire to give us that reason, that victorious life.
使我们真是在这个地上能够为你而活。
So that on earth we could really live for you.
让我们能够天天有你的同在。
We ask that we would every day to have your presence.
心里充满平安和喜乐。
And our hearts would be filled with peace and joy.
主啊，帮助我们。
Oh Lord, help us.
奉耶稣基督的名。
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.